Track 8, Norwich Pubs. Our crawl around Norwich public houses continues this month with a visit to Bull Close. Our host, or should I say hostess, is Sam.
Many of Norwich's streets are named after churches, but there are also many named after prominent pubs or inns that once stood there. Therefore, one might think that Bull Close was one of those. There is a pub standing where Bull Close meets Cowgate, but it is not the Bull, but the excellent Plasterer's Arms. Further up the road, it does not take much detecting to notice there was another pub, because the pub name is still on the building, the Bricklayer's Arms, even though this was shut back in 1994. Now, this building dates from 1939, and it replaced an older building which, in 1850, was known as the Brewer's Arms, and it included Bull Close Brewery, which was put up for auction in 1860. So, did the name come from the road, or did the road take the name of the brewery? Now, it may have been easy to spot this building as a former public house, due to the helpful retention of its name board, but if a close look is taken at the house next door, well, there are a series of clues as to its former incarnation. There is a corner doorway, typical of many pubs, leading to the flats. Besides this is an area which includes a blank space that looks as if it once held a notice, perhaps a pub sign or name board similar to the one on the Bricklayer's Arms next door. And then a little further on than that is a pair of blue doors, looking as though they could be the entrance to a cellar, and almost identical to the cellar doors found on the Plough and the Ten Bells in St. Benedict Street, where they do lead to cellars. Could this also be a former pub? Well, the answer, of course, was yes, and this was the Bull. It first appears in the licence registers in 1822, originally in the Free Trade, before being acquired by Young's & Co., and finally by Bullard's in 1958. Well, it then became part of the Watney Man Empire, acquired when they took over Bullard's in 1964, and it only took them 6 years before they shut the Bull in May 1970, and the building was converted to accommodation. Was the road named after this pub? From further investigation, it appears not. On the 1884 Ordnance Survey map, the whole area is known as Bull Close. On King's map of Norwich from 1766, it is shown as an open space or a field between Magdalen Road, Cowgate and Bargate, which is now Barrack Street, and the city wall. So it is plausible that this field, or close, frequently contained bulls, just as Cowgate may well have got its name from cows having been driven along the street to and from the pastures in Cowholme, next to Bishopgate. When the area became built up in the 19th century, it took its name from this open area, or close. And if this is the case, then the Bull probably got its name from the road, and not the other way round. The Bull was a popular pub name. Norwich had two other Bulls on the marketplace, and at the end of St. Stephen Street, as well as a beer house of that name, on Cattle Market Street. And also, there were three black bulls and a flecked bull. So Bull Close in the 19th century had three pubs within a short stretch. And if that was not enough for a crawl, it has to be remembered that on Cowgate, within spitting distance of the Plasterer's Arms, there was the Jolly Maltsters, next door to the Maltings, that was opposite the Plasterers, and at the other end of Bull Close, if you turned right. Just a short stroll would take you towards the Leopard. And thankfully, that is a pub that is still with us.
Thank you, Sam. Stay sober, because we want to hear the quiz answers soon.